In Baghdad, two American soldiers were killed today, as well as two Iraqi civilians, in a day of bomb and grenade attacks. Yesterday, a U.S. Marine died in a road accident as his unit was responding to an ambush. It's become a deadly routine in Iraq, even as the U.S. military says it's rooting out armed resistance. NPR's Deborah Amos is in Baghdad, and she joins us now. Deborah, can you give us some more details, please, about these latest attacks?
Yeah, Melissa, a lot happened today. Late tonight, one American Special Forces soldier was killed and eight others wounded in what a U.S. military official is calling hostile fire. There's no more details about what they were doing in Baghdad tonight. Earlier today, an American soldier was killed when a bomb exploded on the airport road. That's quite a busy road for U.S. forces. And apparently in the overpasses there, it is very easy to toss grenades over or bombs. And sometimes when we're on the road here, we see soldiers passing under overpasses, even on the highways. And they're very nervous and sort of point their guns up. Earlier in the day, two Iraqi civilians were killed. They were hit with a grenade. These were two from the Iraqi Electric Authority. They were being protected in a convoy. And the most troubling of all, two soldiers near the town of Balad, which is north of Baghdad, appear to have been abducted about 24 hours ago. It was only today that the U.S. military confirmed that they had been abducted. There's been a hunt on for the two of them. They were in a Humvee. They were just in a guard post and went missing 24 hours ago.
It's now something like 20 U.S. soldiers who've been killed by hostile fire in Iraq since major hostilities were declared over just last month. Does it seem like this is turning into an all-out guerrilla war?
Well, today, I suppose, just as an observer, it does. But the U.S. military says it's a spike. This is not a pattern. They will stay the course. What they say, of course, is that they're out sort of kicking up the nests of the bad guys, was one quote today. And this is not coordinated. Of course, if you talk to Iraqis on the street, they will tell you that these are disgruntled Iraqis who are angry with the occupation. The U.S. military says it's the dead enders, I believe was the defense secretary's term, the dead enders of the Saddam regime. So I think the picture is unclear about what is happening. But what we do know, it is a deadly daily count.
Let's talk about where these attacks are taking place. Most of them so far are in areas dominated by Sunni Muslims, supporters of Saddam Hussein, typically. But earlier this week, there were also six British soldiers killed in the south of Iraq, in an area dominated by Shia Muslims, who would typically be opposed to Saddam Hussein. What does that say about resistance to the U.S. and British occupation?
I think when the first news broke about that event, the British were a bit shocked, taken aback by what had happened. Details are emerging, although certainly not clear, that there were growing discontent with the British forces there. There was an argument with the townspeople. It's a small town near the Iranian border, rural town, tough town, smuggling town, an argument with the British about searches. The people there were upset that the British were using sniffer dogs to find guns in their houses. And for very traditional Shias, very traditional Muslims, dogs are unclean. It would have been an offense. They didn't like it that the British were coming in unannounced into their houses to find weapons. It is not clear even now who fired the first shots, but Iraqi civilians were killed, and later on in the day, the British soldiers were trapped in a police station, and they were gunned down, multiple bullet wounds. It was really a horrible attack. And it doesn't look like, at this moment, that it was some organized resistance, that the South and the North have joined together, that it was an explosion in a town over the kinds of searches that the Americans have been conducting in the North.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thanks, Melissa.
NPR's Deborah Amos in Baghdad.